I'm Trevor Castle. We're broadcasting from the Knights of Columbus First Annual Pelathon, and we're joined by Lori Grubb, who's a special education teacher in the Pella Community School District. Today's efforts from the Knights of Columbus are to raise money that will be donated to the Pella Schools, Pella Christian Schools, the Christian Opportunity Center, the Special Olympics of Iowa, and also the Wonderspielen Project. And there's another donation coming in as the bell rings. Lori, thanks so much for joining us. What does today's effort from the Knights of Columbus mean to you?
It just makes me so excited. The Pella community has backed the disabilities community, the persons with special needs, so immensely in the last several years. It's just incredible. And it is just a wonderful thing to be a part of here. It's amazing.
As I understand, for you and the students in the Pella School District, this money means some special items that might not otherwise be available to your program.
Yes, it does. It helps to support our Special Olympians as we travel when we're not having COVID shutdowns to the state bowling competitions and district bowling competitions and the Special Olympic cycling and Ames that we participate in. And that usually happens in May. But for the first time in my 15 years here, we didn't get to do that last year. Not only that, but we've been able to purchase items for our classroom and for our students to use that have fully enriched their educational experience.
For folks that don't have students or have not been around students with intellectual disabilities, what are some of those things? What are the things that it's maybe hard to get your hands on because of budgetary, you know, limitations within the school district that this money from the Knights helps out with?
Well, our school district has been extremely supportive in any way they can, and they've really never told us no. And a big reason for that is because of the extra money that the district receives from this wonderful campaign. We have been able to take field trips. The money has been used to pay for the admissions for different opportunities we've had. We've gone to Blank Park Zoo. We've been to Civic Center presentations. And we have purchased supplies for our rooms. We purchased Special Olympics uniform T-shirts, equipment. We have purchased I can't even begin to think of all of the things we've been able to purchase because of this support.
And lastly, how cool is it to see these guys working so hard to help the folks that are in need?
This is really an amazing opportunity. It's so exciting to walk in here and see this stage all lit up and people here working hard to take the phone calls from the public. And we just really appreciate the support. I know I work closely with Pella Christian, and I know that they also truly appreciate the support that this campaign helps them fund programs and so forth with as well. So it's amazing. It's exciting to be here. I've never had this opportunity before, so it's really pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Lori.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure.
And by the way, Lori, the reason you've never had this opportunity is because something like this has never happened in Pella before. This is the first annual live telethon, the Knights of Columbus Pelathon. For our radio listeners, that's going to wrap up our coverage here today as the horn sounds for another donation in the background. For those of you that have been listening on the radio, we encourage you to check out Facebook Live throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening. For folks that have been on Facebook Live, keep it going. You can watch these guys work their hands to the bones and make the phone calls to get the donations coming in. There's also going to be plenty of live entertainment tonight at the Pella Opera House for this event that'll be broadcast on Facebook Live. So thanks so much to the Knights of Columbus. Thanks to you that have donated. And if you can find it in your heart to help out and have not done so, we encourage you to do so. With the Knights of Columbus 22nd annual event, it's the first annual Pelathon, and I'm Trevor Castle, broadcasting on 92.1 KRLS.